Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. What do diapers have to do with the gospel? What does potty training have to do with the gospel? We've been talking about seeing the gospel in our everyday world, and many of y'all are in the changing diapers or helping a little one go to the potty stage of life. And for those of us who are no longer in that stage, we can certainly remember back where we were changing 8 and 10 diapers a day in the newborn stages, and then felt like, when are we ever going to move beyond the potty being a central conversation piece in our home, right? So what does that have to do with the gospel? Well, again, we want to see Jesus, and we want to move our mindset from what's happening in our everyday world to a mindset worshiping our Savior, seeing Him in action for our own selves in what is happening in our home. And so I think diapers begin to show a beautiful part of the gospel story. You and I are forever becoming dirty again, aren't we? Despite the fact that inside of the truth of our salvation, the word justification holds true forever. So in the gospel story, there is, you have been justified, you are being sanctified, and one day you will be glorified. So justification is being made right with God. That is the forgiveness of our sin that removes our sin as far as the east is from the west. It is the changing of position for you and me. We are no longer what we were before Christ. We are now a new creation. We are now clothed in righteousness. He sees His Son when He sees us. We have been changed in our place, and we have been made new. That's justification. Sanctification, though, is an ongoing experiential time of walking with the Holy Spirit, where He is showing us our sin and calling us to confess, calling us to repent, and making us more and more progressively into the image of Jesus. That is the part of life we live in actively in the gospel every day. And it's a lot like diaper changing. So if you're in this season of life where you're constantly changing someone's diaper or helping somebody go to the bathroom, I want you to just let it be a moment of worship between you and the Lord. And for us who can remember back, let's just go, man, yes, Lord, You are always in the process of cleaning and cleansing me. 1 John 1:9 is the passage of scripture we're looking at today. And it simply says this. It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So this is not the languaging of the one time of salvation. This is the languaging that is the daily or the ongoing. And the confessing of sins is to agree, yes, I'm dirty again, Lord. Yes, here I am again. I've made a mess of a relationship. I've responded poorly with my children. You are highlighting to me yet another place that needs Your cleansing hand. And instead of letting the enemy in that moment knock our legs out from under us with condemnation, which he often loves to do, right? Right there in that realization of sin, the realization that we are dirty again, and maybe discouraged that we're dirty again. What I want you to begin to learn and to understand is that God's countenance towards you is not anger, frustration, irritation he has to do it again, or even wanting you to stay dirty. In the same way that you would not, that would not be your countenance towards your child in a diaper change, right? No. And what is his desire? His big desire is to cleanse you. And so he calls you into confession. He calls us to confess our sins, meaning, yes, I have sinned here. And then it says he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. So God is faithful to forgive, to wipe it clean, and then to help us keep from engaging in that area of sin again. That is this cleansing process, this changing us into more and more the image of Christ. So diapers and wipes, they're not holy things, but they can remind us of holy things. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ is what is going to cleanse our sin. And God is faithful to consistently, time after time, forever, bring us into a space where conviction is given through his Holy Spirit. Hey, you're dirty. Hey, you need my cleansing blood. Hey, you need to confess this. You need to desire for this to be different. You're not walking well with me. And then by our confession, yes, Lord, I agree. I'm not. We usher in this space where God's forgiveness fully covers what has been made dirty, and it's wiped clean. And you and I can begin and step into the new with Jesus. The beauty of this is that he offers this to us in an ongoing way. Just like Paul says in Romans 7, you know, and he says, I keep on doing the things I don't want to do. What hope do I have, O wretched sinner that I am? And then what does he say? He says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then he goes on to say, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No need for being ashamed that you've come yet again in need of cleansing. No need to apologize that you need the cleansing. Don't apologize for that. Come in and confess that you recognize and see where you need the cleansing. The gospel comes alive in our everyday moments with our kids, y'all. It really does. We are living out in mere shadows, meaning it's not the perfect, it's not the gospel, but it gives a reflection of the gospel to our children and the way we change them. And we can say that. There's been so many diaper changes that I have said to them, just like I change your diaper and I'm faithful to change your diaper, God is faithful to forgive me and cleanse me from all my sins. Why? Because I need that every day. I need to be reminded. And maybe you do too. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood? As if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you? Or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this 6-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as he changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible Study. Grab the link in our show notes. Join me over the next 6 weeks and journey with Jesus as he changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand his gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that He is growing you in Him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.